Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Hey, I want to thank everyone for helping us reach 500,000 in our Advent challenge, and this has helped us to finally go over 100,000 followers. You know, Teresa, one of our rosary warriors called me yesterday and said, not so long ago, you were at 900 people trying to get to 1,000.
Yeah.
Now we've eclipsed 100,000. But our ultimate goal is 1,000,000. And we're doing all we can, but we can't do it without you. So let's all be apostles of the rosary and share it with others. Now today is a great feast of St. Francis de Sales, who is one of the most important doctors of the church on the spiritual life. He was born in 1567 into a family of nobility in the area of the Alps that surrounds Geneva and Grenoble. He studied law and theology at the University of Paris, but then, despite his father's wishes for him to pursue a secular career, he felt a strong call to the priesthood and was ordained in 1593 and then became Bishop of Geneva in 1602. Now, this is not long after the Protestant Reformation, where roughly 10 million people left the Catholic Church in Europe. And Francis de Sales worked hard and very successfully to bring people who had left the church back to the Catholic Church. But I think he's best known for his conviction that everyone is called to become a saint. Now, this has always been the teaching of Christ in the church, but too often holiness has only been a thing seen for priests and nuns. But his aim was to show that everyone could become a saint just through their ordinary circumstances. And for this end, he wrote one of the most important books called The Introduction to the Devout Life. That's one that everybody should read. And there he emphasized that if we want to reach the goal for which God created all of us, to become a saint, then we need to commit to daily meditation and a resolution, and we all need someone to guide us. We all need a spiritual mentor. In fact, he writes, "Do you seriously desire to travel the road to holiness? If so, look for a good person to guide you. This is the most important advice I can give." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
As I said, the great aim of St. Francis de Sales was to convince everyone of the real purpose of life, and that is holiness, to become a saint. Now, holiness is, first of all, a deep friendship with Jesus, and any friendship takes time. Talking, listening, just being together. And that's what we mean by daily meditation. Francis writes, children learn to speak by hearing their mother talk and stammering forth their childish sounds in imitation. And so we cleave to the Savior in meditation, listening to his words, watching his actions and intentions. And there we shall learn in time, through his grace, to speak and act like him. Believe me, there is no way to union with God except through this door of daily meditation. There are three essential steps of meditation. First, we read or listen to something from the Word of God found in Scripture, or the writings of the saints, or the teaching of the Church. But then we reflect or think about what struck us. We try to understand it, and we apply it to our life. And then every meditation should end with a concrete, practical resolution. This is what we aim to do in the Rosary, and it's why we do the Rosary this way, because the Rosary was always meant to be a meditation on the Word of God, not just a rote saying of words while the mind wanders. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now listen closely to what St. Francis de Sales says about the importance of ending every meditation with a resolution. He says, the most important thing of all is that you cling firmly to the resolutions you've taken in meditation so as to practice them carefully. This is the great fruit of meditation, without which it is often not only useless but harmful. Why so? Because the virtues upon which we have meditated but not practiced sometimes puff us up so much in mind and heart that we think we are already what we are resolved to be, which no doubt is the case if our resolutions are solid and ardent, but when on the contrary they are not practiced, they are useless and even dangerous. That's pretty strong language. He's saying that if we meditate on the life of Jesus, then we start to think, just because we've meditated on it, that we already are pretty good people. But if we haven't taken simple, concrete resolutions that we actually practice, we haven't changed. We're just something in our imagination that we aren't in reality. So every rosary should end with a concrete resolution. Something like, I won't gossip today, or I'll try not to complain today, or every time I catch myself worrying, I remind myself, I'm not God. Why do I think I have to control everything? And then surrender what you worry to God. End every meditation with a practical resolution, and then you are guaranteed to grow in holiness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, Francis de Sales tells us that if we want to become holy, we're going to need some good friends. He writes, "Those who aim at holiness need to be united with one another by a holy friendship. When people are walking on level ground, they don't need the help of others. But when they are climbing very steep slopes that are slippery, then we have to hold on to one another. We have to lend each other a hand, so to speak. And no one can deny that our dear Lord was supported by very special friendships with people like Martha and Mary Magdalene and Lazarus, their brother. So the world, our fallen human nature and the devil, certainly make it a steep and slippery climb to holiness. So we need good friends. Okay, then how are we going to get them? Well, if I was you, I would just sit back and wait till people invited you. That will never work. If you want good spiritual friendships, then you're going to have to take the initiative. To what? You're going to have to help other people become spiritual. You're going to have to help them into daily meditation. Well, how am I going to do that? How about sharing the Rosary podcast with them and then following up with them, helping them to establish the habit of daily meditation through the Rosary, and then invite them to share life together, especially on Sundays. That's the day that God set aside for friendship with Him, especially, and not exclusively, but also friendship with others. So invite people to get together to do good things together and resist coming together in front of a screen. Do good stuff together, and while you do it, get to know them better. That's how you become friends. And then do it regularly. But most importantly, you have to take the initiative. You got to be the ringleader. And if you're the ringleader, I guarantee you, you'll develop good friendships. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Teresa, have you ever seen a watch or a clock that you actually had to wind for it to work?
You know, actually, I have seen those watches because I like those watches and I prefer them to digital watches.
That's awesome because you can get me one as a gift.
You give me the money and I'll find you one.
Now, I love this image, and St. Francis de Sales uses it to make a great spiritual application. Mm-hmm. He says, there is no clock, however good, that doesn't need to be continually wound up. And moreover, during the course of each year, it will need to be taken apart to cleanse away the rust which clogs it, to straighten bent works, and replace the ones that are worn. Even so, anyone who really cares for his soul will wind it up to God every morning by meditation and examine its condition each night, correcting and improving it. And at least once a year, he will take the works to pieces and examine them carefully so as to repair whatever may be amiss. What a great analogy.
It's beautiful. I just hate to break it to him that now clocks don't need to be wound up even once a year. And there are even watches that, in a sense, wind themselves just by your movement.
That's true.
But we're not like that.
We are not
clocks
like that.
Clocks might have changed, but we have not.
Yeah. Human nature has not changed. So every day we need to set a specific time where we're going to rewind ourselves spiritually. That's our set time for daily meditation. And we should have a set time every evening before we go to bed to have a little examination of conscience. But then, once a year, we need a total rehabbing of our soul by an annual retreat or pilgrimage. Everyone should take a retreat or pilgrimage every year, says St. Francis de Sales. So, as a resolution, we need to make sure we have our set time every day for meditation, examination of conscience, and then, once a year, a retreat or pilgrimage. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, you want to go to Poland on pilgrimage June 12th through the 21st, 2024?
Lucky you, I think I'm going to be free that day.
I want to invite everyone. I don't know if we can get 100,000 people on pilgrimage. Oh.
If we take them 100 people at a time.
I want to invite everyone praying with us to come on pilgrimage with us this year, June 12th through the 21st. We're going to go to Poland, and we're going to immerse ourselves in the life of St. Maximilian Kolbe and St. Faustina and St. John Paul II and Blessed Jan.
And are we going back to the Bright Mountain, to Jasnogóra?
We will go to the Bright Mountain where Our Lady of Częstochowa is kept.
Where she is waiting for you.
And Kraków,
however you'd like to say it,
is one of the most beautiful cities in Europe.
It really is.
So come with us to Poland this summer. You can get all the details by going to schooloffaith.com and click on pilgrimages.
I'll have to see if I can get my flight moved back a couple days so I can be there for my birthday. Just leave me there for 3 days. Unsupervised.
Well, the last time we did this, we did leave you.
Yeah. Well, purposely. No. But the last time I was in Poland, it was actually for my birthday.
Ah, yes. We were in Auschwitz on your birthday.
It was an interesting sweet 16.
Well, we are definitely going to Auschwitz again because that's where St. Maximilian Kolbe gave the exclamation point to his life.
A true rosary experience. We prayed a rosary at the site where he offered his life, and that is really, really powerful.
That was one of the most powerful experiences. So there's a lot of themes from Francis de Sales. There were specific things that I was thinking about during the meditation. Oh. How about you?
I almost want to ask you first now. Unless you need a moment.
No.
Who first?
So are you asking?
Yes.
What I was thinking about? I was thinking about how this, I love this image of the watch because I'm so sick of using my iPhone for a clock because it's so distracting.
Yeah, there's something about having a watch. Unfortunately, my watch has been broken for some time and I need to get it. This is a running theme on the podcast.
We both need to get watches.
Yeah, because I actually really love that I can check the time and keep track of it without interrupting myself. If I pull out my phone, my natural tendency is to open my phone, but it's not intrusive when you're in conversation. I feel like it's a bit offensive if I'm talking to someone and I'm checking my phone or checking the time. But a watch is a very discreet way to respectfully keep track of time. Or even in mass, I don't want to pull out my phone and check the watch, check my phone. But if you have a watch on, there are ways that you can avoid that sort of thing.
Yeah. But I love the analogy he uses because it's so true that we all want to have a better friendship with Jesus. And the way to a better friendship with him is spending time with him in daily meditation. But the hardest thing is setting the habit. And one of the best ways to set a habit is to do that thing at the same time every day. So I'm wondering how many people who are praying with us, they're struggling to do that, to make the habit of daily meditation. And I would say, set a specific time every day. Now, for me personally, the very first thing I do every morning is get coffee. And then I go sit down for 1 hour of meditation. And then we always have our time together at about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon where we record the rosary. So those two set times really help me.
Yeah. And then you can structure your whole day around it very comfortably.
And so if I put in the first thing that I put in my day are my two slots of prayer. And then I'm guaranteed to get them.
Not to mention, I feel like it sets you rolling in a very effective way. It makes you slow down in the morning. You don't wake up in a rush. You have time to really think, really orient yourself and ground yourself. But it's like they say, it's a good practice to make your bed in the morning, not just because it looks neat, but because it's one accomplishment that you've started and you feel productive.
And the thing that you said yesterday really struck me, that if we give the first fruits of our life in time and money to God, we'll always have enough time and money. So if you give the first part of your day to God in prayer, you'll have enough time for everything. But I dare say that if we don't give the first part of our day to God in prayer, we're going to be playing catch up all day.
Yeah, and not just with meditation, just with everything. And I'm always just playing catch up.
I'm really convinced that if you give God the first part of your time in prayer, He'll multiply your time. He'll make your time more productive. So I really want to make 2024, especially with Lent coming up really soon, a time I want to help people have a better friendship with Jesus in prayer. For those who are struggling to do it every day, to help them set the habit. And for those who have already establish the habit of the rosary every day in meditation, to maybe go a step further and spend more time with Jesus, reading scripture and reflecting on it. And then to help others in our lives, help them set the habit. And the first step is always invitation, especially by sharing the rosary with others. What were you reflecting on?
Give me a moment to gather my thoughts again. I can't exactly remember how it was said, but this point on how we can convince ourselves that we're already accomplishing things when we don't make a resolution and stick to it by meditating on it and then not following through. This is so true across the board for me that I can get so wrapped up in the joy of coming up with plans and plotting out projects and all these things that I feel as if it's already finished, and then I never even begin on it. And it's a really dangerous, dangerous thing, because you can continuously feel accomplished, but it is that feeling of accomplishment before you've started is the number one thing that stops me from actually getting anything done, because the actual feeling of getting stuff done, it's difficult and you have to grind away at it and it takes so much time and effort. It doesn't feel at all the same. So you kind of get addicted to the feeling of patting yourself on the back because, oh, this is going to be so good. And then you never do it.
Yeah. I've thought about it.
I'm a genius.
Which really means nothing. Until we put it into action. So really what we're just saying very simply, we got to put our meditation into action if we're going to change. If we practice a daily resolution, we will change and become better people. And if we don't have a daily resolution, I can guarantee we won't change. And the trend by default is not to get better.
Mm-hmm.
It's to get worse.
I think it'll even make you innately worse because you'll feel so confident about it. You'll trick yourself into feeling like you are now superior and you've now done it all and you have such a healthy prayer life, but you're not doing jack.
And then the danger is that we get a spiritual pride. We think, well, I do daily meditation.
Exactly.
But if we don't practice it,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be backsliding.
It's a very dangerous thing.
Yeah. Daily meditation, daily resolution.
Mm-hmm. So we just got to walk the walk.
So we might have to change our tagline to, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary with a resolution. Share it with others.